News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
We're discussing now a survey that has been done of cyclists. Now, it's a fairly significant survey. More than 2,000 experienced cyclists from all across the island of Ireland were asked about their experience using Irish roads. It's less than positive. Ciarán Cannon is with us. He's president of Cycling Ireland. Ciarán, we have seen several decades of significant investment in cycling infrastructure. We have seen parking, protected cycle lanes. We have seen dedicated cycle lanes. Yet most of the people asked in this survey describe it as a horror show.
Good morning, Anton. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, and you're correct. This is one of the largest and most detailed surveys of cyclists' safety experiences ever undertaken in Ireland. As you said, we received almost 2,200 responses. We're very fortunate that the chairperson of our Road Safety Commission in his day job is a data analytics consultant. So we have a very comprehensive and indeed scientific report on those responses. And it shows something very simple, something very worrying, that cycling on Irish roads has become what you might describe as routinely dangerous. Most people are telling us that clearly and consistently. Over half of our cyclists are experiencing, for example, close passing every day. So close passing is not rare, it's become routine. And in addition, more than half of our cyclists, they reported a collision or something close to a collision, a serious near miss within the last 12 months. So what we're seeing is people are changing their behavior. People are feeling deeply unsafe. They're altering their routes. They're avoiding certain streets or roads completely. And more really worrying, they're reducing their cycling, their time on the bike due to these safety concerns. So it's not just about people being inconvenienced. People are actively changing their lives because they don't feel safe. And when you have, Anton, the results of this survey, thousands of people telling us the same story, it becomes much more than anecdotal. It's systemic. So that's what we're seeing. That's what the survey is telling us. And, you know, somebody dies on Irish roads every 48 hours.
Now, Ciarán, what about really, the elements of that, yeah, that may be put down, maybe, devil's advocate, put down to perception? Because if you are a cyclist, you are extremely vulnerable. And then there is therefore an issue of perception. What feels like a very close pass when you're out on a bike, are we sure that these are real incidents, or is it just that having cars and trucks pass you on road is never comfortable when you're on a bike?
The interesting aspect of this whole survey, Anton, is that we also asked one other question. We asked, out of those 2,200 drivers, how many of them held a driving license? So 96% of these cyclists are also drivers. So what we're getting is really a very credible and compelling picture of what's happening on our roads. And when it comes to dangerous overtaking or close passing, these are cyclists who have been on their bikes for years. The greatest cohort, the largest cohort in this survey, are cyclists aged 40 to 55. So they've been doing this for a very, very long time. And their experience now compared to 20 years ago is vastly different. Close passes are becoming routine.
Extrapolating from your point, is the answer further infrastructural changes so they are, for instance, protected by parked cars, or is it more cops?
It's more Gardaí. And we also ask the question, as you might expect, bearing in mind what your experience is, how do you suggest we should solve this? And more Gardaí on our roads because there's a huge deterrent aspect to that. And if you look at in 2009, we had over 1,000 Gardaí assigned uniquely to roads policing in Ireland. We've just 640 now. And the previous Minister for Road Safety, Jack Chambers, only a year ago, and he uttered these words. He said that enforcement levels have collapsed and that we need to see tangible allocations to road policing. So if we are serious, if we are serious about addressing a problem that sees somebody dying every 48 hours, we have to resource our Gardaí adequately. And they don't have the resources, they don't have the vehicles, they don't have the people to adequately enforce our existing road safety legislation.
Ciarán, thank you very much. Ciarán Cannon, President of Cycling Ireland. Interesting text. Cyclists probably the most selfish road users on the road and the ones that take over our roads every weekend. And this is the recreational cyclists. They often ride in large groups, three abreast, without due care and attention for other road users. They make it impossible for motorists to overtake them. Another along the same lines. Every other sport uses a sports ground for their sport. Cyclists are the only ones that use our public road, rural and national roads. Even joggers use the footpaths. And in respect of somebody who used to cycle as a commute, when I lived in Dublin, I would cycle up to 30 kilometres per day on an average day. Now that I live in rural Ireland, I cannot cycle safely for 1 kilometre in any direction, so I don't really cycle anymore. 53106 if you have a view, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.